The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation, and in particular for his decisive initiative to resolve the border conflict with neighbouring Eritrea.
And that was the news. One of the most significant awards in the world has been given to the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who has won the Nobel Peace Prize. The announcement was made there by the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Berit Riis-Andersen. And just before we came on air, I spoke to Carol Morgan of Concern Worldwide, who has served as regional director for the Horn of Africa.
I think it's such positive news, and it's, you know, very heartening to hear a good news story coming out of Africa. We're really delighted for Ethiopia because while a lot has been achieved, there is still a lot to do.
Mm-hmm. He's only been Prime Minister since April 2018, and he's the youngest head of government in Africa. Tell us a bit more about Abiy Ahmed.
That's correct. Actually, he's a very interesting background. His parents, his mother is Amhara Christian, and his father is Oromo Muslim. And the Oromos and the Amharas are two of the largest ethnic groups in Ethiopia. So, of course, that's very helpful in the current climate. He's extremely well educated. He actually has a doctorate in peace studies. Again, as a teenager, he actually joined in the fight against the Derg. So, again, he would have had contact with President Afwerki of Eritrea. He also served as a UN peacekeeper in Rwanda. So he's a very interesting history. And he came to power when his party elected him after the previous prime minister resigned in 2018.
And what has he managed to achieve in improving relations with Eritrea following decades of conflict between Ethiopia and Eritrea?
Well, Abiy, he's been key in the region and been involved in helping to deliver peace in a number of conflicts. But the key one, I suppose, his biggest success really is the Ethiopian-Eritrea conflict. And again, this happened after Eritrea and Tigray were successful in fighting against the Derg government. And when the TPLF, EPRDF, when that party then came to power in Ethiopia, they then had a fight with Eritrea over land. It was a border dispute, and that went on from 1998 to 2000. After that dispute, there was a stalemate between the two countries, and they had no contact. They broke off all relations. So it was very challenging because they had been very connected before, and families lived on either side of the border. And over the years, they had no contact. So again, within a very short time, he was able to broker that peace deal with the president of Eritrea. So it was so positive. And, you know, when we heard about the first plane landing in Asmara after all this time and the families were reunited, you know, it was a very positive story.
He's relatively young, relatively early on in his career as Prime Minister. What are the challenges that Abiy Ahmed faces now?
Well, there are lots of challenges, especially within Ethiopia itself. When he came to power, he introduced a number of very positive reforms, you know, the economic side really opening things up. And also he released quite a large number of political prisoners. And in his cabinet, half the ministers are women, which, again, extremely positive. And he also appointed a noted dissident, became head of the election body. Because of that and a number of other reforms, unfortunately, a lot of ethnic tensions that were previously suppressed came to the forefront. And as a result, 2.5 people in Ethiopia are displaced because of conflict. So there was an alleged attempted coup there not long ago. So, in fact, there are lots of problems that he has to tackle. But I suppose this must be a welcome achievement and a surprise to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. But certainly he has a long way to go. But people still feel very positive and feel he's very capable. And next year there will be elections. Again, people feel that he will be elected and that he will be able to continue with the reforms and the work that he has started.
And that was Carol Morgan from Concern Worldwide.